approaching the western end of the West Pacific ice cape, about 140 miles off, and hoping to get there in a half a day or so, and then be able to head that probably back down to the southeast. There's a big intense low pressure system up on the other side of the high, and it's sort of coming down this direction, so trying to escape that.
So Rich, you've been pushing quite hard, you were saying, to just to be sure you're clear of that low pressure system.
Yes, I have been pushing. Not sure it's going to be enough, but we'll see. It's one of those perfectly formed lows that you'd much rather see in a textbook than out here on the ocean. But anyway, we've been making some miles. As we get up to the ice gate is really right on the edge of a high pressure system, and so the wind's gotten a little bit lighter here, and it's a little sort of blotchy with it, and we get puffs and then some lulls in it. But we're trying to make our way consistently, making about 11 to 12 knots or so, hoping that that will be enough.
Meantime, everything's good with the boat, with the Great American.
Yes, we did some work on one of the winches today, where one of the gears has gotten a little bit not sticky, but a couple of the balls have been sticking inside the winch, and so we're able to get it apart. Mostly, it's a sort of an awkward one. It's right on a bulkhead, and so to be able to actually get it off the deck was a little difficult. So we didn't take it all the way off yet, but we've been washing it out with water and hoping that that seems to have made a pretty big improvement, and we'll probably continue to do that and/or take it off the deck when we have a chance to do that.
In a few words, Rich, how would you describe your relationship with your boat?
Well, I think that the boat's really strong. The boat's been around three times. The boat probably has more in it than I'm willing to push it. That's my own conservatism, I think. So I think it's a great boat, and I guess I'm getting more and more comfortable with pushing a little bit more. But I guess within that question, it's just astounding how the boats up in front have been pushing hard, and how they can withstand. And the stress of going that fast all the time is really an interesting question, and one that I don't have the answer for that, because I'm really unable to do that. But it's a great boat, and it's very easily driven. Doesn't need really that much sail, seems, most of the time. So we're able to be a bit conservative and still get some miles in.